on to a service already in progress.
And the other owed $5,500. That's what that means.
Yeah.
And Simon answered and said, for thee, I suppose that he whom he forgave much. Mm. And he said unto him, thou hast rightly judged. You may be seated.
All right.
Cousins of the Lord. I'm going to talk for about 5 minutes on the Lamb of God.
Lamb of God.
All
right. Ooh. That's the Lamb of God.
Glad to see you, Blake, in the house.
Yes, Lord. Amen.
The anointed man of God.
Amen.
I used to go see him all the time and hear him preach.
Yes.
You know, I was a preacher myself.
Oh, yeah,
but he was anointed.
Yes.
He was father church on Dallas and Houston. Wild on Dallas.
Wild.
He could preach at 95 years old.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Amen.
Am I lying?
Well, you tell me. Yes.
That's what I want New Jerusalem to remember me by.
Yes, sir.
That Reverend Stevens could preach the word.
Yes,
I'm talking about the Lamb of God. You know, as Sister Meade was talking this morning, times have really changed.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And they had a song out, B used to call. Oh, it's just choking time.
That's all it is, choking time.
Then they had another song. I said, if I could turn back
the hands of time.
The hands.
The time.
Of time.
Yes, sir.
I remember when we was going to school, we didn't have no going to school with no expedition, no Cadillac. And
walking.
Walking. We would stop at the store and get us some jungle juice, color car.
Yes,
and a junior bread.
Yeah.
We go on down the street. Ike and Mike.
Amen.
Am I talking somebody? See, Eugene and them didn't know all about that.
No.
The old way is the best way. Let me tell you about Jeremiah said in 6th chapter, 16th verse. He said, thus said the Lord, stand ye in the way and seek and ask for the old path, which is the good way and walk there.
Yes, sir.
The outhouses, right? Me was talking about Eugene. Don't know about that. See, we got to get up early.
Yeah, got early.
Early on Saturday morning. Lay in no bed, watch no our PlayStation 7 and all that kind of stuff. Them old folks will spit that bath on your behind and dush you out too. And the next minute, they be saying songs of Zion.
You're right, man.
They come up in this time where they want everything on a silver platter. And I'm talking to somebody. I'm going to say this, but I'm going to stop. Look, the other day, I had worked in the yard and cut my grass, my neighbor grass, and big yards too. And there was this young man came down the street at the same time I was coming from behind the house, putting up my tools and stuff. And he didn't look too good. And I told him, I said, Jeremiah, I said, what's wrong, son, from the last time? Because his mother, she had gone on to be with the Lord. Her name was Purdy. I don't know if y'all know the Purdy. And he wasn't ashamed to say, Reverend Steve, or Reverend Carl, he said, I'm on fentanyl. He said, I tested positive, and the parole officer was going to, you know, take me to jail. He said, all right. He said, I'm on the right now. I said, okay. I said, well, won't you turn yourself in? It'll make it better on you. He said, you got a cold drink. He said, but one thing about you, Eugene, he said, Reverend Stevens, he said, I watched you, how God had worked with you. Now, this kid, he's a young kid, but he's on some stuff that he can't get rid of, and that's called fentanyl. That stuff is bad for you.
Yes,
it is. And so I said, can I pray with you in Jesus' name? He said, oh, I don't, but there's a higher power. I said, uh-uh. The only name I know
come on,
is Jesus.
Come on, come on,
Yeah. And we had that conversation about 5 minutes.
Yeah.
He looked at me. I looked him dead in the eye.
Yeah.
I said, let me tell you something. When you need me, I said, if you don't say Jesus, let me tell you something. They might catch you around the corner.
That right?
Because there's power
in the name
of Jesus. Am I talking to somebody? There's healing in the name of Jesus. Not the Holy Quran. I'm talking about the Holy Bible. The 66 books, 39 old and 27 new. Oh, I don't know about you, but I just learned, I just thank God for Jesus.
Amen.
He wasn't nobody's business, but I offered him Christ. He rejected. That's on him. I done my part.
Amen.
I said, Jeremiah. I said, let me tell you something. You ain't gonna get far. He said, when they catch you, I said, I can take it myself. But I'm not gonna do that. Because let me tell you something, Jesus ain't hurt nobody. When they came in, we helped. That's all I'm going to do is help.
Yes.
And open up blinded eyes. The Bible says, it is the spirit that quickens the flesh profits nothing. You will not speak unto you. Their spirit and their life.
John 6:63.
But back here in the text, now up at the front part of the text, you have this centurion soldier of the Lamb of God. And he began to tell Jesus about his servant. Was ready to die. I'm not going to read it, but you can read it if you go and look at it. He was ready to die up in the first part of chapter 7.
Yeah.
And the Bible said, that centurion said, and then he spoke a little bit to him, and he had a conversation with him. And the Bible said, he said, don't come under my roof. This is in Matthew 2:8-6, same thing. But it's a little different in Matthew than Luke. Luke writes and tells us that in that chapter, I'm talking about the Lamb of God, the man that came to take away the sins of the world. I'm talking about being you all of us. He have came to what? Take away the sins of the world. Amen. Amen. Because he said, if I be lifted up from the world, I draw all men unto me. That's thank God for it. So here it is, and the Bible say that they had a conversation. And Jesus was going on and didn't say nothing to him, but he went on with the centurion. But the centurion stopped. That's in the first part of chapter 7. Go read it here. And the book say that he said, don't come under my roof. I'm a man that speaks in authority and all that, but just speak the word right there. And he'll be healed. And the Bible said when he went home, he was laid up on his bed.
Yes, sir.
Another thing happened in this same chapter. There was a funeral going on in the city of Nain. This is the rock being told out. And the poor lady was weeping and weeping because she had lost her child. And Jesus showed up at the funeral. I heard them say, I got a home over yonder in that city. I heard Paul begin to say, I got a home over yonder. Not made with hands.
Not by
human hands. Over down there, over there, somewhere where it won't be no more trouble. Somewhere it won't be no
trouble.
He showed up. And the Bible say he touched the barrel. That means the coffin. But the King James said barrel, B-E-R-R. And the boy, the child got up. Ain't that power? Ain't that power? He got up? That's in the 7th chapter, verse 11. Go ahead and throw your Bible out. Is it that? And so, go on. Simon the leper. That's Judas as a carrier's daddy and son. The old folks said the apple don't fall far from the tree because they both were crooked.
Yes, sir.
I got a group of people in y'all.
Yeah.
I got a group of people in my family. I got an old uncle from New Orleans. He come to Mark Wheaton's house and he up all the collard greens, Sister Avon. He up all the pork chops.
Drink up all the good Kool-Aid. And we don't even say thank you. Go on back to New Orleans.
Okay. You gotta be grateful.
Yeah.
You know, I'm grateful.
Yeah.
Because God's been good to me.
Yeah.
I'm with you. God's been good to me.
Yeah.
Thank you, God.
Thank you.
Man, if it hadn't that been for the Lord, it was on my side. Am I talking to somebody? Am I talking to somebody up in here? Somebody came through those doors going to hear their heart this morning. Somebody come through those doors that's got money short. Somebody's asking the Lord, Lord, when are you going to bring me out of this terrible thing? But I heard in Psalms 121 say, if I lift my eyes to the hills. I heard in one of Psalms 91 say, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High God. Under the shadows of the Almighty. And then God verse 7 said, 1,000 shall fall at their side, and 10,000 in their right hand. But it should not come out.
You got a living testimony right here because I've done it all. Oh yeah, she tell you that. But because of God and His mercy and His love, I can truly say God is a good God. Yeah, He is. I don't know about you, but I've learned, discovered that I'm going to serve the Lord through all of my trials. I've been praying Eugene all the time before, Lord, have mercy on Eugene because he's growing up now, he's trying to play basketball and all that stuff, but the devil is like a roaring lion. That's what he said in 1 Peter 5:8. Be sober. Your adversary is like a roaring lion. Seeking whom he may devour. And then he said, James 4:7, submit yourself therefore to God. Resist the devil, and he will
flee.
So the devil's got to go out.
You got to go.
He's coming at all of us.
Got to go, man.
But I know one thing. I know God is, and God was, and God is my everything. You know I walk? Oh, I'm walking. You walk me through every day. Every day is not the same. I'm talking about the Lamb of God now, who's come to take away the sins of the world. The Bible says in Romans 6:5, while we were yet in sin, Christ died for the ungodly. The Bible says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But Romans 6:23 says, for the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is what? Eternal life.
Yes,
oh, Lord. You hear this woman here? Daniel was all in my son. He had asked Jesus to come to have them. But he wasn't really asking Jesus to have them. He was trying to find fault in our Lord and Savior. Ain't no fault in him.
You
got to do find fault
with
me. I ain't got to do find fault with you. I just told you, for all have seen
you.
And come shout the glory. But once we stick our sword in the sand of time, and cross over yonder to Jordan, that's when we're going to be perfect.
Yes, sir.
You're going to be perfect on this side. And I ain't trying to justify. I'm just trying to tell you like it is. Because this book is full of people that's been sinning and fell on shot. But look what it said. He began to sit down, and Jesus went with it. You know one thing about Jesus? He always knew what was up ahead of him before it even happened. You know, so the Pharisee Simon the leper, he was a rich man. He had money now. Oh, he was rich. You know some rich folks that think they better than you because they got a dime over a nickel over a dime over a nickel. Oh, yeah. And think they better than you. Roll up. Look at that man in the Bible in the 12th chapter of Luke. He said, I build my bones. I got all kinds. say thou soul is required. Only what you do for Christ don't matter. So that Cadillac I got out there and expedition out there, I'm going to be there for somebody else one day. I don't know when, where, how, but one day, we all got to get out of here one day. But while the blood is running warm in my vein, I'm going to run on and see what the end going to be. Because the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 15:58, brethren, be steadfast, unmoved. Always abound in the rhythm of the Lord. For as much as you know that your labor
is
God.
Yes.
In the beginning was the Word.
Yeah. All right.
The Word was God.
Oh, yeah.
And the Word was with God. And all things are made by Him.
Oh.
And when it, without anything made, that was made. And I'm trying to say, that was another man. And you know, Jesus is so unique in His honor. He sent somebody before. His name was John the Baptist.
Yeah.
Do y'all know him?
Amen.
He had a little G-string around his waist, whatever it was. Hair, wire.
Yeah.
Y'all look at me like that. Y'all say, oh, we got to put that nigga out that church. He belongs to our own. But just didn't know he was full of the Holy Ghost. He said, oh, generation of vipers, who warned you to come? It's in your Bible if you throw it out. And in Matthew 3:9, he said, now the axe is laid unto the root of the tree. Every tree which bring forth not good fruit is hewed down and cast into the lake of fire. In other words, you got to bring forth good fruit. You got to do good by people and good by God, and God will bless you. You got to ask Him for it. He's going to send it to you anyway. We owe it to you. Y'all. I'm talking to somebody up in here. I'm going to think this out. Look at this lady. Ooh, this 12-year-old. This dog, man. Look what happened. Look what said to himself. And behold, a woman in the city, which was what? A sinner. That's the 37th verse. When she knew, now I don't know how she heard, but she knew that this Jesus of Nazareth was in that man's house.
Yeah, yeah,
she didn't care about no sign of the leper. She didn't care about who he was. She wanted to get to Jesus. And that's why you hear. When you're going through something, you don't care about who's looking at you. You don't care about what they say about you. All you want to do is try to get to Jesus.
Amen.
Do you answer the prayer?
Yeah.
If you see you try,
I think
he will.
Yeah.
The Bible says, there is a way that seems right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Proverbs 16:25. Proverbs 16:7 says, when a man pleases the Lord, he make even his enemies. That would say, though, and then he go back to that, and he go back to Psalms 23:5, thou prepare the table before me in the presence of my enemies. Surely goodness and mercy shall
dwell
in the house of the Lord. Prayer. Am I talking to somebody? The Lord is my light and my salvation. Who shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. And who shall be afraid? You gotta speak the word back to that devil. And the devil.
Jesus spoke the word to them, and he was as low as the Lord. And the Bible says, he 40 days and 40 nights.
And
he ate nothing. And here he comes. If thou be the Son of God, command these stones to be made bread. That's over in the fourth chapter. The Bible say that after he did that, Jesus spoke back to him and said, man, should not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. He takes him and put him on the pinnacle of the church. Don't you know what a pinnacle is? That's the steeple up there. God Almighty. That wasn't the devil with no big fall. And he was in the mind of Jesus. Because he's a spirit. And he's an evil spirit. But I want to tell you something. You got to take that evil spirit and say, get out of me, devil, because he'll come into me and you and anybody who does anything to my husband and shop.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
In Walmart, I went the other night to give me some Minute lemonade. Yeah, I saw them whiskeys over there, you know, from Central United Ministry Alliance. One of them was this car, was one of them that car. And old devil said, take it. And one of my look said, take the paper off that. That sleep was unsafe, you know, in my mind.
Uh-huh.
I just walked on over.
See,
you resist the devil.
Yeah.
Now, what if I took that stuff out and go, oh, you broke your booty.
Oh, there comes the rescue. Yes, damn. Yes, damn. Real, even if you take a bag out, you got it. You got a bag, you got it. They go off with what
I'm not going to make no mockery out of God. Because God gave me the money to buy whatever I want to buy with. And what I'm going to do that for? But that's how the devil do. He gets to your mind. He don't just get my mind. He get the all
mind. Amen.
I don't like one of them songs tomorrow. Oh, Lord. We're just choking time. Y'all know about that?
Yeah.
Y'all just say good morning. You don't know about that stuff? Huh? ZZ here cheating in this room.
Make a plan.
Make a plan to call his off number. Y'all know about that kind of stuff, right?
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Not yet. Because the Bible says this here. Look here. He said this. He said, oh, where the evil, where the spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. There's peace. There's harmony and all. But back to the text. We're going to take the holy thing.
Yes.
And say, she knew that Jesus said to me in the Pharisee's house, brought an alabaster box of ointment, and stood at his feet behind him weeping. She didn't go in front of him, she stood behind his feet. Because she know that she had been doing things that she had to be. But they said, all of us know what we're doing right, and all of us know what we're doing wrong. But his grace and his mercy.
Yeah.
I don't know about you, but I'm just trying to talk about something. Can I take talk about his grace and his mercy?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Want to do? Look here. I remember back in the day when you can trust somebody out of your coming mouth and say, Lord, I can ask you to forgive me of my sin because I've sinned and fallen short. That's grace and mercy. Stood behind his feet, weeping, and began to wash his feet with her teeth, and then wiped them with the hairs of her head, and kissed his feet. She trying to tell Jesus, I'm sorry for what I've done. I've slept with other men, I've been in the streets, you know, drinking and drugging and whatever I'm doing, whatever she's doing, but she said, I'm sorry. That I've done it. And Jesus began to ask Simon Peter, he said, I have somewhat to say to you. See, God is a God that he don't, one thing about him, he don't put nobody down.
He lifts you up.
If you come to him as a whoremonger or whatever you act or whatever, God does not look at you and judge you like we do. Am I talking to somebody? Bible said, kissed his feet and did not on that, but what? She had some good perfume. Hold on. All that stuff was a year, but don't you know that's some good stuff? But she gave him her best. You got to give Jesus your best by your praise and worship. Huh? If you ain't got no money, say, Lord, I ain't got no money, but I'm going to give you some prayer. I'm going to send up some timber to you this morning. I'm going to let you know that I thank you for bringing me up this morning. I thank you, Lord, for letting me listen.
Thank you.
I thank you. Ain't God good? Say, ain't God good? I think about how Peter went fishing in the fifth chapter. And Peter said to the Lord, he said, Lord, I've been towing all night long. And I ain't caught nothing. But Jesus said, go out into the deep and lunch out in the deep. Peter said, Lord, again, I toiled all night, but nevertheless, at thy word, I'm going to let down the net. And I begin to see that Peter had obeyed what the law had said. And the Lord began to tell him to lunch out in the deep. And Peter began to lunch out in the deep like Jesus said. I'm talking about the Lamb of God now. Ain't God good? They had called all night long. And ain't caught nothing yet. But I thank God for Jesus. The apple of my eye. That woke me up early this morning. Put running through my feet. Am I talking to somebody? Ain't God all right? You know he's all right. Made brother's hands hold, let me say. Made the blind to see. Made the deaf to hear. Ain't God all right? I don't know about you, but I heard the voice of Jesus sing, if I be if I draw all men unto me. I'm trying to lift up the name of Jesus because Jesus is my elder brother. When I'm going through something, I know that the Lord will have my back. He said, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house, for me, not my will, but thy will be done.